Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, and this is the podcast for entrepreneurs who are looking for the breakthrough for their businesses. Social media is continuing to grow, and with Facebook at over 2 billion users and a lot of other social networks with hundreds of millions of users, the impact of them has truly been extraordinary. And businesses have used these social networks to communicate with their audiences, but the tools that we use determine how effectively we communicate with our audiences and the features that we have available to us to spread our message. And this episode is going to focus on using the right tools to grow on social media and communicate with your audience. Today's guest is passionate about teaching and turning the technobabble of social media, marketing, and the internet into plain English. Known as the Tools Guy, today's guest often speaks at conferences around the world on the topic of social media and marketing tools. Today's guest for episode 145 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Ian Gray. Ian, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for asking me on, Mark.
Ian, I'm really looking forward to this show and social media tools. I mean, there are just like so many of them. We got to pick the few that work best for us. And I know we're going to give listeners an idea of how to do that and throw some ideas in there throughout this episode. But before we do that, I'd love to get some backstory. So what first attracted you to using social media from a business context?
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, my background, I have a bit of a kind of funny story in that I actually originally trained as a musician. I trained as a singer and sang professionally. I taught singing. But at the same time, I launched a business, a web agency with my dad to create and promote my fellow musicians. Then about 5, 6, 7 years later, I created my first blog. I've been wanting to blog for ages, and I dabbled a little bit with it, and I started to explore how to use social media for my business. I came across loads of tools like Hootsuite and TweetDeck and things like that, and so I started to write about my struggles with it and also my successes with these tools. And the blog just bizarrely, in my mind, took off, and people really liked the blog. And there was one post in particular which looked at Hootsuite that started to get tens of thousands of visitors every month, and that completely changed everything for me. So I focused on my blog, I created a community on social media, I got into live video, and one of my recent articles has had over 4 million page views in the last couple of years. So you could say that social media and content marketing have changed my life and enabled me to speak at conferences around the world and be able to communicate to a wider audience.
And that is the power of social media everyone wants to harness. I mean, that ability to spread your content, reach that massive audience, and in your case, go as far as reaching over 4 million people just from, I mean, getting over 4 million page views just from one piece of content, which is truly extraordinary. And Hootsuite is definitely a social media tool that is very valuable for a lot of people. It's a tool that had a really big impact on my brand. And I know that each social network has its different set of tools, but I'm wondering if you could share with us a few tools that you'd recommend that seem to be good regardless of what social network you seem to be on.
Yeah, so I mean, Hootsuite is an example of what's called a social media management tool. It's kind of, to borrow a bit of a Lord of the Rings phrase, it's a tool that likes to rule them all. It tries to do everything. And so I think it's good to have a tool like that in your toolbox that basically tries to do as many things as possible. So there is Hootsuite. I personally use a tool called Agora Pulse, which is a similar kind of tool and enables me to get through all my mentions on Twitter and on Facebook, on Instagram, all from one inbox, and gets me down to that lovely feeling of inbox zero. So That's what I use for engagement. I also use that for publishing. But you could look at the likes of Hootsuite or Sprout Social, depending on what your budget is. For people who are really focusing on the publishing side of things, then I've got to give a mention to Buffer. I mean, Buffer is a very famous tool in the social media tool space. And it's a way of just getting content, scheduling that content out quickly to your audience on Twitter, Facebook, and other platforms. So I would definitely look at those. There's loads of other tools you can look at. There's other ones that help with scheduling, such as it's a tool called Edgar and SmarterQ. And the way they work is that you add the content into your content library, and then it cycles through that content. So you may have, say, 30 evergreen posts that you want to post to Twitter, and it will post that, say, every day for the next 30 days. And then when it gets to the end, it will then go back to the beginning and cycle through those as well. That's actually one reason why I love Agora Pulse, because Agora Pulse, as well as helping me with the engagement and the publishing and the scheduling, it also has that recycling ability too. I could go on, but that's probably enough for now.
Social media management tools, they do give you all those features for all the social networks. So like, instead of going on like all these social networks one at a time, you could just go to a Hootsuite or an Agora Plus or something that basically puts all of your social networks under one umbrella. But I'm wondering, even with the social media management tool, how do you make the commitment to just go on that tool instead of like going on like Facebook.com, Twitter.com? Like, how do you develop that habit of just going into the social media management
tool? Yeah. Well, in many ways, it's a lot easier, because you're only going to have to go to one place. So if your business is on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus, I don't know whether anyone still uses Google Plus, or you know, Pinterest or Instagram, then you could just go to one place and engage with your audience in that one place. So it means that you only have to, say, spend 10 minutes, half an hour on per day or couple of times a day, as opposed to then logging into all these different places regularly. So I think it makes things a lot easier if you allocate some time every day, might be the morning and the evening, and you're going to set aside 15 minutes or half an hour each time. It's going to be much easier for you to do that, as opposed to logging into all the different networks. That being said, there are times when a social media management tool isn't going to cut it. So a lot of the tools don't work very well with networks such as Pinterest or YouTube. Agora Pulse kind of does work with YouTube to a point, but you're going to find that some of the networks, you're going to have to log into those networks as well, because it works better natively. So just to bear that in mind. But I find that regular logging in twice a day, every day, to get through all your social mentions and sort out all your scheduling for the week is the way to go.
And with these tools there are so many different tools that just do social media management. I mean, Hootsuite, Agora Plus, plenty of others available as well. But with new social networks, there tend to be new tools just for those social networks. And there are new tools that are based on some of the older ones. So how do you learn about new social media tools and stay on the loop when something comes out? So that
it's tough. Because I'm a bit of a tool geek, I do a lot of research. I'm also contacted by a lot of the tool companies who want to tell me about their new shiny tools. So I would follow people who know about this kind of stuff. Follow blogs that blog about these social media tools, and do your research. And so, as well as using a social media management tool, there are some specific tools for specific networks that you may want to use. So if Pinterest is a really important network for you, then I would recommend using a tool such as Tailwind for that, which is really focused on Pinterest and Instagram, and it will enable you to get the most out of that. And they've got some really, really cool features in there, such as you can create your own tribes. So you can group up with other people in your industry, and you can share each other's content and expand your reach a lot. So that's really important to look at. Which networks do you want to focus on, and then find a tool that's going to be really specifically helping you with that.
And as you incorporate more of these tools into your business, like the social media management tool, that helps you with productivity, because you're putting all of these social networks into one platform. But there are some tools that they give you more features, they allow you to spread your message, they make something easier, but they do take up more time. So I feel like some people, they have a lot of social media tools, but they're not fully utilizing them. So how do you suggest managing all the tasks for maintaining social networks, like creating the content, scheduling, research, and things like that, and utilizing the top social media tools that you find?
Yeah, great question. It's kind of like Photoshop. You know, people who download and use Photoshop, probably most people only use 5% of it. And I think it's the same with these social media management tools and these other tools. You can, there is a danger that you have, you can get shiny new tool syndrome and you end up subscribing to all these different tools and then you just forget what they all do. I think the best way is to first of all think, well, what is it that you actually want to do here? Is the tool going to actually help you? Or is it just, are you suffering again from shiny new tool syndrome? So make sure you're only subscribing to the tools that you know are going to help you. And then make sure you invest that time at the start to learn how to use the tool. It might be frustrating. It might take you a couple of hours. It may even take you on some of the more complicated tools, like a whole day to learn how to use it properly. But invest that time at the start. And it means that longer term, you're going to be spending far less time within the tool and using it. And then the second thing is to make sure you put down, you have a document, you could use Google Docs, where you are listing down all the steps to using that tool that you're going to be doing on a regular basis. So for example, I use a Buffer to schedule out my content. And I also use three tools for this. I use Buffer, If This Then That, which is ifttt.com, and Feedly. So I go into Feedly, and that allows me to subscribe to lots of blogs that I really want to make sure I'm looking at, and I want to share with my followers on Twitter. I go in there, and once I find an article that I want to share out, I just check the Save for Later button on that article. If This Then That is a service, it's a free service that then takes all the saved articles from Feedly for me, and we'll add that to Buffer to then post out on Twitter. So that, I mean, it sounds complicated, but for me, when I then list that process down in my Google Docs, all I need to do is every couple of days, I go into Feedly and I go through and I save all the articles for later in that, and then that gets posted out to Twitter. And it's a very simple process. The advantage of doing that is that later on, if you then do decide to delegate and maybe hire a virtual assistant, you've got all these processes in place, and it's just a case of handing that over to your virtual assistant for later.
And for any business, hiring virtual assistants is a very big step in the right direction, because you only have such a limited time. I mean, no matter what social media tool you pick, no matter like what method you do, you're not going to get more hours in your day. You're just going to be able to better utilize what you have. So getting virtual assistants to help you out with various tasks within your business is really going to make a big difference in your growth. And I feel like having virtual assistants is one of the things that can help you to achieve your full potential and to accomplish the goals that you want to achieve. But with this in mind, Ian, I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the things that you believe hold most people back from reaching their full potential.
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, it's usually ourselves. It could be many different things. It could be, for example, perfectionism. Maybe you're trying to be perfect all the time. Well, you've got to stop doing that. I'm a huge perfectionist. I want to create content that's going to be killer content, that's really going to change people's lives. But sometimes that can hold me back from actually just writing the content. So I know a lot of people I've spoken to suffer from that. And then there's the whole imposter syndrome, that some people feel that they've somehow that they're going to be found out, that they actually don't know as much as they make it seem to be. And so we're worried that people are going to actually find us out as frauds. And again, that's totally, totally not true. We've got to realize that actually we do know our stuff, and we've got to just get out there and communicate our message with our audience. You could argue that if you're suffering from imposter syndrome, which I've suffered from many times, that you're actually being a bit selfish. You're actually stopping the people who need to hear your message. And so I say just be consistent, create that content on a regular basis, and also get accountability. I'm a big believer in joining mastermind groups. That's with other people who are not necessarily in your industry, but they're maybe at a similar stage in your business or maybe a little bit ahead of you. And you meet on a regular basis, you hold each other accountable, and you share your struggles and also your successes with each other. And the whole point of meeting together is to push each other forward with our businesses. So I think in answer to your question, the biggest obstacle that I think most people struggle with is mindset. It's to do with how they view themselves. And it's you've got to be prepared to change yourself and to get rid of all those barriers that are holding you back.
I mean, mindset, that is what makes or breaks any individual. And I could go back to any of the setbacks I had, and I could always look and say like, oh, I didn't have a strong enough mindset. And that's why I encountered a setback. Or when you're in a setback, having that bad mindset just makes you stay in that setback for a longer period of time. And challenges, I mean, they're definitely a necessary part, but you don't want to stay like too bogged into them. So how do you suggest that we have a good mindset when we're in that challenge?
I think you've got to be honest with yourself. And when you are in those difficult times, you've got to get away from the computer, go out for a walk, and have a really good talk to yourself. I would say stay away from technology for that time. If you're going out for like a day, have a bit of a retreat and take some pen and paper, write down what you're thinking about, and focus on your hopes and dreams for the future. I mean, I know this kind of sounds a little bit deep and meaningful, but I think it's important. If you're a solopreneur, if you work from home and you're on your own, it's tough being an entrepreneur. You're going to have some amazing times, but you're going to have some really tough times. You know, most entrepreneurs go through, you know, fits of depression and negative times. So I think we need to be really, really helpful to ourselves and have those times where we get out of our offices and get out and think to ourselves, write down what we are wanting to achieve. But also, to, as I said before, being in a group of people like a mastermind group with other people where you can be truly honest. And let's face it, on social media, you know, most people are not overly honest on social media. We tend to share the successes, but not the times when things aren't going quite so well. So we need that place, that safe place where we can talk about the times that, you know, we're really struggling. And, you know, that's been so important for me in those difficult times, as long as you can also share your successes with people too. The other thing is read books, you know, read some books that are really helpful. And, you know, that will be different depending on the kind of book that resonates with you. But it could be, you know, books that have helped me are like, I'm trying to think at the top of my head, you know, there's The Rise of the Youpreneur is a great book by Chris Ducker. And there's one which escapes me, the name escapes me, by Gay Hendricks. What's it called? It's the Big Leap. I don't necessarily resonate with the way he writes the book, but the idea of getting over the negative bits that we struggle with, and the fact that sometimes when we do some positive things in our business, we can almost press the self-sabotage button. And it's just being aware of those times when actually, when we get success, we've got that time sometimes afterwards where we press the self-destruct button when we should actually be happy in our success.
And you mentioned two really good books. And one of the questions that I do enjoy asking people is for the three book recommendations that they believe have a positive impact, because I feel like it's really important for us to continue to develop our self-education. Like listening to this podcast or other podcasts is great for that. I feel like books are another great route. So you already shared with us two great resources, which will be over on the show notes, markaberti.com/ E145, but do you have any other book that you want to share with us that you believe have a positive impact on us?
Oh, there's so many. there's those two books. I haven't finished The Rise of the Youpreneur yet, but I'm almost finished with it, and it's a really good book to do with, you know, how to build, you know, for a solopreneur, how to build your personal branding. It goes through all the steps. It's really good. And then there's The Big Leap, as I said, by Gay Hendricks. Then there's also Known by Mark Schaefer. I'm a big Mark Schaefer fan, and that's great. All it's basically the kind of the science behind getting known, not famous, but getting known to your tribe and to the people who are going to become your biggest advocates. And I think as business owners, as solopreneurs, we want to grow our tribe, people who are passionate about us. So that book is really, really good too. And a book that I haven't actually read yet, but I'm about to read. And the reason I recommend this, I know I can recommend this, is because so many people that I respect have read this and love it. And it's called Real Artists Don't Starve by Jeff Goins. Have you read that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so there we go. It's a good book.
Well, thank you again for those great book recommendations. Those will be in the show notes that I mentioned before. And one of the things that I want to talk about before we get to the end of our time together, we were talking about challenges earlier. And with that in mind, I'm wondering if you could share with us one big challenge that you faced in your journey and a powerful lesson you learned during that challenge.
Okay, right. Well, yeah. So I mentioned the whole self-sabotage thing a little bit earlier, and I have a real experience of this in that a couple of years ago, I launched my first course. It was to do with live video. It was really, really successful, and it kind of out of the blue for me, and I was really excited by that. But then when it came to creating other courses, I kind of inadvertently press the self-destruct button because it's weird. It was almost as if I couldn't live up to the course before. And I found that I was starting to hide in my comfort zone. So I call last year was really my hiding year. And then somebody recently, this was last year, somebody, when I was talking about this in a mastermind, roundtable mastermind group, kind of said to me, well, actually what you're doing is you're being selfish. And I mentioned that earlier. So because you're hiding your message from your audience. And so this year is my year of actually getting myself out there and talking to people and getting on my doing live videos and bringing my name out there, not to the whole world, but to my audience. So it's seeking out the people who need to hear your voice. And so that's been it's a real difficult journey for me over the last couple of years. Although I've had a lot of success, it's now this opportunity to rise above what I was doing last year and seek my audience out and be heard and be known by my tribe.
It's interesting how, I mean, I feel like people hear this and sometimes success, like you obviously go for it, but you don't want to get too comfortable in success because success, like some people, they become really successful and then they lose all that success, or just something happens where maybe they don't feel like they could live up to the same success a second time or something like that. So that's something to keep in mind, as some of us are on the path to becoming successful or other of us are already successful and we're just trying to maintain that current spot. And the last question that I have for you is actually a role reversal. So I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but Ian, what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Oh, let's think. I think, what is the ultimate aim out of life? Actually, it's a big question. You know, we can get so focused on the little things, you know, we can be very detailed focused. And I think it's asking that question, well, what then? You know, if I ask somebody, so what do you want to do? Why are you doing your business? It might be, well, I want to create more money. And then the question, well, what are you going to do with that? You know, and it's kind of, what is the ultimate aim out of what you're doing? And yeah, I want to grow a profitable business, but there is a reason behind that. I not only want to support my family, but I also want to, my deep aim, really, my what I want to do is I want to help and encourage other people, which might seem a bit funny, but that is ultimately that's just the way I'm built. I want to help people. I want to encourage people in their businesses. And without me growing my business, if I don't have a profitable business, then I cannot do that. So now that I know that, it makes everything else so much easier, and it puts everything else into perspective. So I think asking that big question, what are we doing this all for, is vital.
Ian, thank you for sharing with us that great question. And I do believe we keep asking ourselves reflective questions. That's going to allow us to learn more about ourselves and leading the life that we want to live. And Ian, I know you're working on a lot of different things, and I'm wondering if you could share with us where we can find you on the web and one of the big things that you're working on right now.
Yeah, so you can find me at iag.me. That's my website. And I'm across pretty much all the social networks. If you just search for my screen name, which is iagdotme, that's iag.me. And at the moment, I'm working on a new project called the Confident Live Marketing Academy. And this is to help people launch live video or webinars. And it's really, people have three problems when it comes to live video and webinars. It's either the confidence in front of the camera, it's the technology and the tools, or it's kind of not knowing what to share about. So this is a course and a community and a workshops that will help people with those three things and to be able to just get their message out there on live video and webinars. And to find out more about that, you just go to iag.me/academy.
Ian, thank you for sharing those great resources and all of your insights throughout this episode. It was a pleasure to have you on the Breakthrough Success Podcast.
Oh, it's been great to be here and to chat with you. Thanks so much for having me on.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn more and get access to this free resource, visit markgoberti.com/retweet.